you're always told to have like the most perfect lighting and everything when it comes to video. And I think 2022, I'm just going to make it about putting out content. You know, I got the beautiful sun behind me. Look at that. It's about 7 o'clock in the morning right now, about to head to the gym, get a workout in. And this is going to be my first video of 2022 / podcast episode. And I think the message for 2022 is just for me personally, is to just be more creative and just put out pieces of content that I know are not perfect. Like when it comes to YouTube's longer form content. And I'll put it this way. I'm a lot more consistent on TikTok because it's shorter form content. It's easier to create videos for that. It doesn't take as much effort to edit. And then when it comes to YouTube, especially when not YouTube shorts, but an original piece of YouTube content, it takes time to upload it, add a title, description, tags, put tags in the videos, keywords, I should say, do a thumbnail, all of that stuff. So that has been my biggest issue when it comes to creating consistent YouTube content. And I am going to make it a priority this year to create or put out a YouTube video once a week. I have no excuse. It could be a 2-minute video. It could be a 20-minute video. Like, I have to do that every single week. And it's going to be good practice. It's going to be a habit that I tried to build. There's going to be days I don't feel like filming a video. There's going to be days I don't feel like editing a video. But that's life, right? Life is all about doing the things you don't want to do. And sometimes you just gotta suck it up and do it because you know it's for the greater good. But I think I owe it to myself to do this every week. And I owe it to, you know, the few people that do follow and watch my every video. So I appreciate you guys. And I just want to say that 2022 is an exciting year for me personally. It's the first year I did real actionable goals. I wrote down real actionable goals. I wrote down the goal. I wrote down the steps of how I'm going to get there. The other years, I would just write down my goals, and that was it. I didn't tell myself. I didn't write down how I was going to get there. I didn't do any of that stuff. So this year's already different. Another thing I'm doing is I am going to mark an X. Where did the sun go, by the way? Oh, it's gone. I'm going to mark an X on my calendar for every single day that I complete everything on my schedule for that day. So, for example, if I accomplish everything on my to-do list today, I will put an X on January 6th. And I want to see how many days in a row I can go with an X. It's just a cool little game. You know, I learned that from reading the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. Fantastic book. I'm about to reread it again for the second time. So, fantastic book. Highly recommend that book. But yeah, beginning to wrap up this video, nothing's going to be perfect. And I'm going to look back at this video. If I actually do, and I'm going to really, really hold myself to it, putting out 52 videos this year, minimum 52 videos, I'm going to look back at this video and just see how far I've come in my editing, my video skills, my speaking skills, everything. By the end of the year, probably have new video equipment. I'll have a new camera, a new whatever necessary. But 2022, just make this your best year ever. And if you haven't yet, I highly recommend writing down your goals with dates on them. So for example, my goals this year have December 31st, 2022 on them. And I write like, it's December 31st, 2022, and my dad and I have flipped 6 homes, like that type of thing. And then I write down how I'm going to get there. We did this by creating content on a consistent basis that helps our target audience. We did this by having an engaging Facebook group, that type of thing. So just write down the steps for your goal, how you're going to get there, and I promise you'll have a much more success this year than you did last year. And I know that's going to be true for me. And there's going to be days you don't feel like doing the work, but you know what? You got to do the work anyways, because the work's not going to get done without you doing something. And your goals aren't going to be accomplished without you putting it one step forward and just getting shit done. So that's how I'm looking at it. And just try the calendar trick. Put an X on every single day you accomplish your goals or you do everything on your to-do list for that day and see how many days in a row you can go. So here's to you guys. Let's make this the best year of our lives so far. Get to work. And, you know, I look forward to seeing you guys on the next video, which will be probably a podcast. Yeah, it's going to be a podcast episode. So I appreciate you and have an amazing year. Peace.